Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hello, chickens. This is the fabulous Adam Richard, and I have a theory. Hey, chickens. Before we get into the day of the doctor, I just want to address a thing that I found fascinating on the Adam Richard Has a Theory Facebook group. You can post to me anywhere you want, patreon.com/AdamRichard. I'll accept messages from there. Or you can just post on the posts if you're a member. You can join us for as little as $1 a month. one Australian dollar, which I think is like a handful of dust in in British money, judging by the exchange rate on the Big Finish website. I go on about that a lot in the bonus Big Finish episodes, but it's become a thing. Anyway, in the Adam Richard Has a Theory Facebook group, Jeff says, I just watched the War Games. We have watched the War Games here. If you want to go back, it's I've made a spreadsheet. it's episodes 208 to 217 and a couple more reactions in episode 219. I know, I'm helpful. And, you know, that's more than 400 episodes ago. It's 450 episodes ago, maybe. So it's quite some time in the past. Jeff wants to know about having watched the War Games. He says, isn't the Doctor famous among Time Lords? And if so, shouldn't the War Chief have recognised his name? Maybe before the Deadly Assassin, he wasn't as popular. Right. So I have a theory about this. Strap in, Jeff. It's a big one. There was a lot made in the later Moffat era, which we're about to get into with the Day of the Doctor, given that the episode before that was The Name of the Doctor, the episode where we discover that, you know, John Hurt had been the Doctor at one point. It was a surprise to all of us, frankly, that there was a Doctor we'd never seen. The Name of the Doctor became kind of like a running thing. It's like the Doctor's not his name. It's a name that he's adopted. And there was a lot about, you know, in some cultures, the Doctor means run and hide. All that kind of thing. You know, a good man goes to war, all that business. So the Name of the Doctor in Gallifreyan, obviously, is something else, which we never find out. The closest we get is, does River whisper it to him at some point? Like, I would never tell anyone my name. And she's like, and he's like, oh, you must be someone. I can't remember. It's the whole River Song thing is very confusing. And Big Finish have muddied the waters even more because she's met all of the Doctors now, just about. At some point, like, she even meets the first Doctor, like David Bradley, like just kind of bumps into him in the laneway outside outside the junkyard while Susan's off at Coal Hill. It's mad. anyway, so the Doctor's name is not the Doctor, obviously, in Gallifreyan. And in the Armageddon Factor, which I think is the final part of The Key to Time, the Doctor is referred to as Theta Sigma by Drax, who's like one of his old Academy mates. And I'm pretty sure there's like books and things that go into the whole Theta Sigma thing. Drax is coming back to, I think, Big Finish soon. Like there were some Drax episodes earlier. Like, so Drax is going to be a thing. So, Drax is an old Time Lord buddy of the Doctor's, called him Theta Sigma, which there were, I remember there being theories kind of around at the time that maybe Theta Sigma were the marks he got. So that's why he was called Theta Sigma, because, like, you know, that was, or was that the house he was in or something? I don't know. Anyway, that's what Drax calls him. Doesn't know him as the Doctor. So what I think has happened is at the end of the War Games, or during the War Games all up, when the Doctor is there, the War Chief doesn't know that he's, you know, this fugitive Gallifreyan, who only ran away on a previous incarnation. So A, possibly doesn't recognize him because he's regenerated and doesn't look the same as the old man who, you know, ran away from Gallifrey. And B, the name The Doctor had not become associated with whatever the Doctor's real name is until much later on, for instance, during The Deadly Assassin and when he's in The Three Doctors, when he has to save the Time Lords from the Scourge of Omega, who's trying to turn everything bad because he's angry that he's got nobody. I don't mean he's got nobody in his life. I mean he's got nobody. We've watched The Three Doctors as well. I think we did that as one of the first ever, anniversary ones. When did we watch The Three Doctors? It's 136 to 140 were the episodes. Oh, that wasn't an anniversary. Oh, no, I think we'd watched The Five Doctors as an anniversary episode. I'm well into my spreadsheet now. I'm excited. Because Matt suggested it. I remember we should watch The Five Doctors. Yeah, it was episode 200. We watched The Five Doctors, episodes 200 to 206. And then episode 218, we dipped back in. I'm really enjoying the spreadsheet, by the way. I had to make it because I was like, I'm sure I've watched this one. Anyway, if you want to go back and see how I felt about, you know, the whole War Games thing, you can. But yeah, Jeff, so that's my theory, is that it's not that he wasn't popular. It's that the person whose name that we don't know, because it's only ever whispered, but the Doctor's name that he's known by on Gallifrey was not associated with the name The Doctor until much later. So now people use The Doctor as like a shorthand, as like that's his nickname now, instead of his complicated, difficult Gallifreyan name, which may or may not be Theta Sigma, but I think Theta Sigma was like a school nicknamey kind of thing. Does that make sense? Am I making any sense? Who knows? Anyway, we'll see more fallout from the name of the Doctor. I feel like I should watch the name of the Doctor before the Day of the Doctor. Like, should I do it as a two-part? I mean, the Day of the Doctor is like, is it 90 minutes? It's like a long one. I mean, should I do both? Like, I don't know, because the name of the Doctor was like this, like it was like a continuation thing. It was about the going to Trenzalore business and the big fat TARDIS. Remember the TARDIS got really fat? I'm fat shaming a TARDIS. It outside dimensions grew to match the inside dimensions because she was old and sick. I can't believe I just fat-shamed the TARDIS. I feel terrible. I'm so sorry about doing that. She was bigger. Like, just, you know, she'd grown to a very large size. There's no need to use pejorative terms such as fat. This isn't, you know, we're not publishing Roald Dahl here. So what do you think? Do you want to watch The Name of the Doctor? Or, I don't know. I mean, it's going to be hard because As far as Patreon listeners go, the next episode will be on right now. Like, Patreon listeners get like an entire week in one go, and this is the Monday episode, so the Tuesday episode will just happen straight away and I'll have made that decision. No, we'll go straight into the Day of the Doctor because we're doing an anniversary. We're doing the 60th anniversary for the whole year of 2023. It's just going to keep going forever. And we'll watch the Day of the Doctor. I'm going to try and watch it in 3D, which does involve some difficulty for my leg because my only 3D TV is in, like, the chair in front of it is a beanbag. And I don't know that I've done enough rehab to get out of a beanbag. Anyway, if there is no more episode after this, you'll know I did some damage getting out of the beanbag. There'll be a great big pause while I have to get my other leg operated on. Anyway, we will jump straight in. Matt Smith, David Tennant, John Hurt, Jenna Coleman. It is quite a big, gigantic mess of a thing, the Day of the Doctor. I would love to hear how you feel. Still, we've been talking about first times watching Doctor Who. I'd love to hear about your first time. Let's do like an entire week if we can manage. What was your first time watching Doctor Who like? Like, how did you react? How old were you? Please send me in your reactions. The Adam Richard Has a Theory Facebook group, theory@adamrichard.com.au, or you can just message me. You can DM me. You can do it publicly on Twitter, @AdamRichard, on Instagram, @AdamRichard, or you can send me a message to fabulousAdamRichard on Facebook. I would love to hear from you. What was your first time like?
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.